Brianna from Colony. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.
A new outdoor summer concert series in the town of Greenville begins on July 6th, and it's listed in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. WGXC volunteer programmer Brad Monkel helped put together the series that runs July 6th through August 17th and includes jazz, bluegrass, and rock bands. The Michael Benedict Quartet starts things off on Tuesday, July 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. They're performing in Veterans Park, which is at the corners of Route 32 and 81 in Greenville. That's the Michael Benedict Quartet, Tuesday, July 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Veterans Park in Greenville. You can find out more at wgxc.org in the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Meyer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. During a meeting of the Athens Village Board June 23rd, officials expressed opposition to a proposed reorganization of the Coxsackie Athens Elementary Schools. The comments were made in response to a presentation made by District Superintendent Randall Squire to the board. Under the plan, district students enrolled in pre-kindergarten through second grade would attend school in Athens, while students in third through fifth grade would be assigned to the school in Coxsackie. Squire said, and I quote, "This is a topic we had a conversation about most recently 5 years ago as a district and in the 90s as well," end quote. He said the topic was revived by district teachers. The district held two public forums in early June to gauge community reaction. Squire said, and I quote, "We are in the gathering information and feedback phase," end quote. Two more forums will be held in early August. Deputy Mayor Gail Lasher expressed strong opposition to the plan and said it could impact Athens negatively, and Village Board Member Ricky Gabriel agreed. Opponents of the plan were concerned that a reorganization could lead to the closing of the Athens school. Lasher said, and I quote, "It has been done in other communities that have done this, like Cairo Durham. And so, yes, we do think of that. You can still say it is Coxsackie Athens, but all of Athens would be up at Coxsackie if E.J. Arthur were to close," end quote. Closing the Athens school would not be possible, Squire said. Lasher asked that concerns voiced by Athens residents be taken into account in the decision-making process. She said, and I quote, "I just hope that before we make a final decision that you realize what it could do to this community by taking a couple of older grades out of Athens. I hope you consider that," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Linda Tripp, who headed 4-H in Greene and Columbia counties, retired on June 15th after a 38-year career with Cornell Cooperative Extension. She said, and I quote, "I've had such a successful and fulfilling career only because of all the individuals I have met and worked with along the way," end quote. Tripp graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Stout with a bachelor's degree in home economics education. She taught in Wisconsin for 3 years before moving to New York. Her first job with Cornell Cooperative Extension was in Oneida County and came to Columbia County in 1988 as the 4-H issue leader. She remained in that position for another 33 years. During her tenure, Tripp participated in 28 national conferences of the National Association of Extension Youth Professionals, as well as 32 conferences of the New York State Association of Cornell Cooperative Extension 4-H Educators. Most recently, she served on the Columbia County Youth Advisory Board, the Healthcare Consortium, and the Greene County Agricultural Society, which organizes the Greene County Youth Fair. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Kathy Reeks is reporting for the Northwest Dutch's Daily Voice. Fortune's Ice Cream in the village of Tivoli has the best ice cream in the state of New York, according to a report by Food and Wine magazine. The shop was opened just before the pandemic by Bard College graduates Brian Ackley and Lisa Farjam, who had just moved back upstate from Brooklyn. Neither Ackley or Farjam are chefs or have restaurant experience, but Ackley was known to be a skilled recreational ice cream maker. Fortune's now serves up cones with flavors such as rosewater pistachio and vegan chocolate and more. All of the dairy and most of the ingredients are from the Hudson Valley. The shop is open every weekend, and you can read the full story at dailyvoice.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 81 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 68 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 89 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 69 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Curtin family of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. 10.
You are so beautiful and free. Oh, little sun-kissed child, we place the world at your feet. Ooh, little sun-kissed child, you come from greatness, can't you see? Everyone is waiting to see your miracles and feats.
sleigh. Oh, little sun-kissed child, we need your wisdom today. Sun-kissed child, hope your vision's greater than hay, 'cause we really need you to show us the way.
That was from Kamisi Washington's 2021 album, Liberated Music for the Movement, Volume 3, on the radio at WGXC.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
9. We're going to do some transmitting and receiving now. This is Modest Mouse's 2021 song, Transmitting Receiving, from the Golden Casket album, on the radio at WGXC.
Horses, wagons, airplanes, cars, bathtubs, and drains, smartphones, doorbells, refrigerators, pencils, hands, paper, skin, hair, watermelon, alligators, volcanoes, and super freighters, dust on floors, grease and pores, the food you eat, open doors, the house, to the shoes you buy, scissor lifts, toys, rocks, crafts, asses, planets, tin, magnets, rabbits, palms, dreams, and ocean of our own. Dwarfs, stars, defibrillators, blind struts, beasts, shops, tornadoes, crop pots, no cross, baseballs, plants, big and small, oysters, mussels, mirrors, yards, EKG, balloons, cocoons, macadamias, plankton, we are sulfur pools, rivers, ice, skin, patent leather, lights.
Nothing in this world's gonna petrify me, we are repeating. We are transmitting,
spiders, mushrooms, atoms,
no. We are receiving,
spiders, mitochondria, caterpillar.
Well, nothing in this world's gonna petrify me. We are repeating,
mustard seeds, turtles, weeds, herds of elk teeth.
We've been transmitting,
forest fires, crispy chicken, bagel.
We've been receiving,
lots of coal, things getting pulled into two black holes. Horses, wagons, airplanes, cars, bathtubs, into drains.
But something's on.
number
8 8 8 8 8 8.
Thank you.
That was the song Resist from the 2021 album Let the Free Be Men. Portugal's Rodrigo Amado, Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee, Ithaca's Chris Corsano, and Kent Kessler. McPhee from Poughkeepsie plays the pocket trumpet, soprano saxophone, and PVC pipe on the album. Amado is on tenor sax, Kessler's on double bass, and Chris Corsano plays the drums.
Number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7. 7.
We'll be right back.
That was Ben Chasney, better known as Six Organs of Admittance, with the song All That They Left You from 2021.
Number
six. Here is Jaded Azarides, Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and Minutemen bassist Mike Watt, with the song Yes Here from their 2021 album Forthright.
A woman's nest is anger. A woman's love is anger. A woman's nest is anger. The street is lined with buildings I can't enter. Each house a petty crime or ill-advised plot. A way station between having and not having. A woman's lust is anger. A woman's touch is anger. A woman's lust is anger.
After a while, the scenery repeats itself. Same buildings, but vaguely different. A sign stripped off to reveal an older one underneath. Furniture dumped on the sidewalk.
A woman's home is anger. A woman's egg is anger. A woman's home is anger.
I pass a warehouse with dirty white siding in unbroken strips facing the street. Not a single door or window. Now an orange streetlight flickers.
A woman's nest is anger. A woman's love is anger. A woman's nest is anger.
Now a utility pole buzzes. Anger. Now it starts to snow.
Number
five.
That was the song Distance of Sleep from Bill Orcutt and Ithaca-based drummer Chris Corsano from their 2021 album Made Out of Sound.
Number
4.
Next here is a 2021 single from Food Man from Japan with Taigen Kawabe featured. The song's called Michi no Eki.
Three.
That was Modor Maktor with the song Taliat from his Afrique Victime 2020 album.
Number
two. Here's legendary jazz bassist William Parker with Lakota Song from his 2021 album Trancadisis, a selection from Migration of Silence into and Out of the Tone World.
Thank you.